Dot drug testing requirements. Welcome, fellow truckers and carriers. We are here today to dive into the essential subject that impacts us all, the Department of Transportation, or DOT, drug testing requirements. Before we get started, please give this video a thumbs up, press the subscribe button, and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated about important trucking topics. First, let's get into why DOT drug testing requirements matter. Did you know that in 2022 alone, 25% of all large truck fatal crashes had at least one driver-related factor, and drugs and alcohol were among the leading causes? That's right, drug testing isn't just a formality, it's a key safety measure that keeps us all protected on the open road. So what are the DOT drug testing requirements? To ensure safety, the DOT mandates several types of drug tests. These include pre-employment tests, random tests, reasonable suspicion tests, post-accident tests, return-to-duty tests, and follow-up tests. Let's start with pre-employment tests. Before you can operate a commercial vehicle, you must pass a drug screening. You can't be hired or drive on the job until you pass this test. Next are random tests. Once employed, you can be selected for random testing at any time. This isn't about catching you off guard, but maintaining continuous vigilance. Surprisingly, last year the violation rate for random tests was 1.5% among commercial drivers, a significant figure when considering the overall number of drivers on the road. Third, we have reasonable suspicion tests. If your behavior suggests possible drug or alcohol use, your supervisor can require a test. This relies heavily on the trained judgment of supervisors. Fourth is post-accident testing. If you're involved in an accident that leads to a fatality or results in a vehicle being towed away, you may have to take a drug test. Finally, there are return-to-duty and follow-up tests. If you failed a drug test or refuse to take one, you will need to go through a return-to-duty process, which includes a drug test. Once you have returned to work, you'll be subject to at least 6 unannounced follow-up tests in the first 12 months. As commercial drivers, we are held to a higher standard, and it's important to know that these regulations aren't just rules. They are measures aimed at making the road a safer place for us and for everyone. To set up a cost-effective and world-class drug and alcohol testing program at your carrier that's fully compliant with DOT and FMCSA regulations, please visit fmcsaregistration.com. Or to learn more about our state-of-the-art DOT drug and alcohol program, give our third-party experts a call at 866-477-0707. Also, our team would love to hear from you right now. What is your opinion about DOT drug testing requirements? Are they too strict or not strict enough? Drop a comment below and let us know your thoughts. Also, don't forget to like this video, press the subscribe button, and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated about important information designed to benefit drivers and carriers.